Ready?
Hi, my name is Donovan Hewitt. I am 16 years old, and today is May 28th, 2019. And I'm speaking with my Papa Bien, who is my grandpa, yeah. And we're recording this in San Diego, California. So, for my first question, what was school like for you as a child in the Philippines?
Oh, gosh. I enjoy going to school. I really look forward to it every day. So, my interest or enthusiasm to go to school never wavers. I always look forward, and I'm very happy being in school.
Do you think it was very different than what like the United States schools are like?
Well, no, I don't think there's much difference. For students, who really wants to learn, no matter what, they have to study hard, don't miss any class,
So they still have the same
read your
opportunities.
books, listen to what is pertinent from the radio or TV, very informative information you could get from daily news, from all TV stations. So I don't really think so. It depends on the student. If you're good, if you're really attuned to studies and all that, there's not much difference as far as I'm concerned.
Did you have any like specific school activities or any sports that you like to do when you were a child?
Yes, I used to play soccer during our
Oh, really?
during our athletic time. And also we have the so-called sort of extracurricular. So well, I do gardening, and I like that because the products there I take home and eat it. Other than that, I think I play a little bit of basketball and tennis, but I don't really I'm not really a player. I just participate to enjoy and be with my friends.
Who were your friends when you were growing up? Did you have anyone like special?
Oh yeah, I have a very good friend up to the present. All the way back when I was in high school, started 1952. Up to now, he's still my friend, like a brother to me. Yeah, if our relationship is really like brothers, and we're still in contact. Every year we go home for vacation. I stayed with the family,
Oh, with their family?
with their family.
Wow.
I'm always welcome at their place.
Was there something like that you guys did for fun in the Philippines,
Oh
like specifically like the
yeah,
movies or something?
together with my friend. Yeah, that's why we play soccer. Oh, I forgot to mention we also play ping pong. Yeah, that's our two, sports that we enjoy together playing.
When did you come to the US?
I came here all the way back August of 1965. I remember
Oh, it's
that.
around the same time as Mama.
Yes. Yeah, that's when I joined the service.
Oh, so you came under the service to the
Yeah.
US?
Yeah, I came over for that.
What was the Navy like? Right, you're in the Navy?
Well, yeah, again, I like it. And that's why I made it a career. I stayed for 30 years. It's an interesting job to me, just like any other regular job, whether in the Navy or civilian duty or job. Just the same, you have to work hard. You have to work hard to get promoted. You have to perform your job as much as the best you can. Be an outstanding sailor. And I'm proud to say that I made the top grade, for the enlisted rank. And of course, there are a lot of privileges in the Navy when you retire. You get your health care. You have your lifetime pension. You get a lot of discount from stores and all that, And they recognize veterans, and I like it.
How old were you when you joined?
I was, I think, 26 years old.
So, did you go to college or no?
Oh yeah, I went to college before I joined. I was taking engineering, but I just would like to see the world, so I joined the service. I find a job in the Navy and I enjoy it, going places and all that. So I would say that it's a job with a lot of privileges. You go places, you meet a lot of friends, you meet foreign people,
Did your experiences in the Navy like shape who you are today? Like, did you learn any specific lessons when you were in there?
Say that again.
Did you learn any lessons from the military? Like, did it
Lessons,
turn you into the
lessons.
person you are today?
Oh yeah, you have to be what you call this. You have to be on time, which is very important, and you have to be physically fit. And you go through a lot of training that involves survival. So, in case you need it, you know what to do. And I would say, yeah, a lot. That helps me with my life after the service.
What did you do straight after the military? And like, what did
Oh,
you work
when
at for the
I
rest of your life?
after I retire, I work for a government contractor. And what I do is just like what I did. I was in the finance accounting. So the same thing. So it's just kind of I retire, I rested for a year, I went to school, get my AE, and then a friend of mine asked me if I want to work. So I said, yeah, could I get to work, do the same thing as I was in the service. So it's a kind of just, sliding from military to civilian without any
No
training at
hiccups.
all. Yeah.
So it's just a life of work, really.
Yeah.
Is that what you idealize? Like always trying to do something?
To me, since it is not really stressful job, to me, I enjoy working. I like to be active, mind and body, and meeting people and have friends. And most of these coworkers are, I know them also, so just like the old days when we are together. So I enjoyed it. Yeah.
What was your relationship like with your parents?
Oh, with my parents, we have a very good relationship. I think it's our culture that you have to be respectful. You have to, honor your parents. And I love my parents. And I wish they were alive today, but, they're gone. But we learn a lot from them.
Oh, what's
Yeah.
something
Like
that you learned
hard
from them?
work,
That's where you got all your values, your
I would
parents?
say yes. I would say yes. My father taught me how to work, when I was young. He trained me to be an office worker. I learned how to type and all that, in my early age. And yeah, I like that. Yeah.
How is the US different from the Philippines when you were adjusting to life here?
Well, if you go to school over there, we have practically, all English books, and our history is tied to the US. So anything that we read and heard over the radio, we don't have TV then, but so we have a very good picture of what it is, how to live here. So when it came over, it's just kind of slide and, be with be doing like, Americans do. To me, it's I would say the same.
Do you have any great accomplishments in your life that you're like proud of?
Oh
Proud
yeah,
of?
I do. When I was in the service, I was nominated as Sailor of the month,
Oh, yeah.
sailor of the year. I got a lot of medals, you know, like Navy Commendation, Good Conduct Medal. Oh, a lot of medals, you know. And then I, you know, I'm really proud because I made, you know, my grade early. What that means is if it takes people to make a grade in 10 years, I make it in 5. If people make it in 15, I make it in 10. Some 20, I make it in 18, you know, so forth and so on. That I'm really proud about that.
Because you earned it all? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was someone that had the biggest influence on you in your life?
Biggest influence for in my life? Well, I would say, well, friends that were ahead of me, you know, they were successful, and I like to follow their, you know, their path, and they give me some lesson learned or what to do and all that, and they're all good, so I do that, especially hard work, respect, and be patient, you know, so I do that.
What was the happiest moment of your life that you
happiest remember? Moment? Well, every time I make, you know, promotion, I'm happy about and proud of it. But of course, getting married, you know, to your mama, and that's one of my happiest moments. And then we have children, yeah, my family, and you guys included. Yeah, I'm proud of that. Very happy. Especially you when you guys are making good in school. Like when you mentioned about 4.3, you know, we're so, I'm very happy. I'm very proud. I felt proud about you guys. Yeah.
How would you like to be remembered?
What? Big part.
How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, well, I would say loving, considerate, understanding, you know, and yes, I would say in that same, you know, what do you call this, feeling that I want to do, help everybody if I can, very helpful, and I just a good father, good grandfather, or hopefully great-grandfather.
See what me and Noah, we always talk about, like, we say the exact thing, same thing as you, we want to be exactly what you try to be.
Exactly, yeah.
What's retirement like now? You're retired now, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm like? Fully retired, yeah. Well, I'm just starting to enjoy it, but still I'm still trying to do things, you know, slowly, but until I get used to all the free time I have. Right now, I don't still know how to do it. I just kind of take it easy. I still wake up early, but I got a lot of plans for my time. So that's what I really want to do, you know, to protect, do productive day every day. And also keep in good shape, physical shape. I want to live longer.
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh.
Is like waking up early and always being working, is that like a habit from the Navy?
Oh, yes. Exactly. Yeah, we have, whether you're at home, on shore duty, aboard the ship, to shave at the so-called reveille. Everybody has to wake up by 6 o'clock.
The revelry?
No. Reveille.
Reveille.
Reveille, yeah. That means everybody wakes up at 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. get ready for breakfast, and then go to the divisional meeting, you know, and then go back to work. Then I got a habit up to now, even retirement life, you know, I always wake up early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but even how tired I am, I always wake up early. So hopefully I could get used to sleeping longer.
Yeah.
I don't know to wake up early, but still it's still on me to wake up early.
Okay, well, we're near the end of our interview, so is there anything you'd like to say for, like, when like your great-great grandchildren can listen to this? Because this is going to go into the Library of Congress,
right?
So they can listen to it in the future. Is there anything you'd like to tell them?
Oh, okay, yeah. Again, I would emphasize to you guys to do the best you can, you know, work hard, be respectful, you know, always take the right path, you know, and have some fun also.
Yeah.
At the same time, don't forget that that's very important, and take care of each other, you know, help each other if need be, and then have your own children, be happy with your family. Okay.
Thank you, Papa.
Okay. You're welcome. So.
Hello. It's not really that spicy, man.